came through, there were no issues, if I remember.
But the least cost, we had had the doctor saying that I needed to have that type of a, older bridge. And so we had to go, and they really wanted me to do a different type of bridge, which, because of my medical reasons, I couldn't have anything but a regular bridge that was permanent. And so, but Delta Dental did not want to pay at all. Of course, I don't know if MetLife would have wanted to pay either. That's just it, is that, you know, it's really hard anymore to get a...
The specialist that you had to see, there was not one that was in network, is that correct?
He started out in network, but because of the things that Delta Dental changed, he had to go out.
Yeah.
He ended up being out. I started out as a Delta Dental patient, and then I ended up out of network. But I was halfway through, and I was... But I'm a mean person.
Do you know how many in or MetLife dentists are in the area approximately?
I do not. I would say very few, because they all sign the exclusive with Delta. So, and I know the one right down the road doesn't participate in
any insurance.
They do not participate in any. So when you rule them out and all the ones that sign the exclusive with Delta, I could run a network provider list, but I would say there's going to be very, very few.
The bigger practices in the Branson area are Delta exclusive. Again, with the caveat that I did get the call the other day of somebody looking to maybe change that. Springfield, obviously, it's, you know, there's different ones, different things. But one thing, and I'll steal a page from Commissioner Wyatt's playbook here, but just for any employees listening, one of the things that came out of that conversation is please don't suffer in silence. If you have a claim, we can generally, you know, at least work it for you and help. We can't always get more money for you, but there are times we can, and so please take advantage of that.
All these other companies that sign this exclusive, when is the time they're going to be needing to sign the exclusive again? Is it going to be a few months at the beginning of the year, or is it?
They do not disclose the terms of their contract. They are typically multi-year engagements. So I don't know if it renews this year or in subsequent years, but it very well could, in all candor, be coming up here toward the end of the year like it did before, where, you know, the commission voted on one program and then that program changed, you know, and so that certainly could happen. Candidly, with any of these insurance contracts, they say, hey, we can negotiate contracts and changes can be made, but typically they do a better job of not doing that so close to when. I mean, January 1 is the biggest date by far for groups to have their renewals and do those things. It's not good practice to have big changes after people have made those decisions.
Well, I got to agree. I don't like the idea of how it originally happened. That was prior to me being here. But in the same sense, I do hate to cause an inconvenience for our employees trying to figure out if we have all these Delta exclusives that have came to the area. It is tough for me to sit here and make them want to change and find new provider all of a sudden. Once we've committed that way, and then not knowing how long their contract is, whether it's a single year or a multi-year contract. And I really hope no matter how we go, we don't get into the same exact thing as what happened 2 years ago. But that's an unforeseen issue that we can't predict.
And I don't know. There's one group I wished I would have gotten around and talked to is... Can they do the same thing that Delta did to us? Can they do the same thing to Delta? We have this agreement, and here we've got this county that has so many hundred employees, and we were forced in to sign this agreement exclusively with you because of this. Is there any reason that we cannot get out of this agreement, and how many will do that?
One of the things I would say, any contract that you sign with us is a month-to-month contract. So you can get out of any of these, I mean, just with notice. So if we get to January 1 and we've determined that, whoa, wait a minute, that's not what we bought. If we want to go to bid and move it April 1, it would take a little time. Then we certainly would have the purview to do that. And so there's nothing, I mean, in other words, if you sign up for the next 12 months, they're locking in their rates, but it doesn't lock you in any capacity. You can just notify them and say, and it's funny, if you stop sending them premium checks, they stop covering.
Okay. Well, that brings out a question that I had, is how long are we committed to them, and it's just month to month.
It really is.
Okay.
And really, like I said, any of these insurance contracts, there is no binder that says, hey, you have to pay the full year or anything like that. You're just, it is their commitment to you that they're not going to raise the rates for another 12 months. There is no commitment that you're making.
Okay. Well, that gives me peace of mind with it.
Well, and I didn't know that for sure, but I was told that by someone else, but I didn't know that was a fact.
Dental insurance companies.
Dental insurance is pretty much the same as far as getting money out. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the hardest part, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're not going to hurt people. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm fine and ready to move forward if you are, if you don't have any more questions.
I don't have more questions.
Yeah. I personally, knowing now that we are on a month-to-month possibility to get out of it, I would entertain a motion to retain Delta.
And that would be for dental and vision both.
For dental and vision both.
With Midlands, with vision also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think those rates are including the vision is what it is. Mm-hmm.
In doing business myself, and if I was, and this situation came to me as a business owner from a company, I'm sorry, I wouldn't do it. Your word, your word. And but that said, you may want to get your other commissioner to go with you because I can't do that.
Okay.
And but I will not be using the dental service in it too, so I don't want to. I'll put that in there, so I don't want to be the obstacle in that way. But just for the way they operated, I.
Sure. So is there this on the same timeline as our medical, is my question.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Is the same thing with MedLife? Is that a month to month?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we would have that transition. What's it look like for you for the transition?
As far as, I mean, it's more them doing the program and getting the employees educated if we were to transition to something else.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What the transition would look like if we were to go with the MetLife, how much of a change would that be?
I mean, it's a lot of the work's on their end as far as doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me clarify. So if we were to switch to MetLife, we have all these Delta carriers in our area currently that our employees use.
Correct.
Would our employees still be able to use those Delta carriers, or those Delta
dentists
that are signed solely with Delta?
They would be able to continue using those dentists. I can assure you the dentists are not going to be happy. And number two, it would depend on if that dental provider is willing to bill to MetLife, if they bill non-in-network carriers.
And if they don't build a MedLive, the employee can build can do it themselves.
Right.
They can come to benefits and find out how, and they can send themselves. And what percentage out of the network is it, did you say, that MedLife pays?
Well, again, let's go back to that. It is mm-hmm. it is whenever they say it's paid on the 99th percentile, that means specifically they're saying that they would pay 99 out of 100 dentists in a service area the full price for that service. Our experience is that that's pretty close. If you go with that 99th percentile, you might get some little nickel and dime balance bills because it's an out-of-network claim. But it's usually not much of anything. I mean, you know, some of our dental practices are some of the most expensive out there that are, and some of our higher utilizers, just because they can command a higher price in our marketplace because there's not enough dentists for the populace.
More than likely, even if they go in for a preventative cleaning that's paid at 100%, they will still have some sort of small balance going, mm-hmm. depending on the provider. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to go in and pay zero like they do right. today with those providers.
My experience has been that when they find out that, and they used to be with Delta, and through this, that when they find out that you don't have the insurance in, they take a deduction off your bill.
If you're self-pay, meaning that you're just telling them you don't have any dental insurance,
uh-huh.
sometimes, and that works on the medical side too, but technically that's a violation of their contract, but they'll do it anyway. But sometimes, yes, if you are self-pay, there's a self-pay rate versus an insurance rate, and usually what they say is, hey, we have to file a claim, we have to do this, we've got more work, and so it's, mm-hmm. it's, you know, we can justify charging more for that than we do self-pay. That would not be a guarantee by any means of places you go. Commissioner Plummer, really to kind of answer your question, anybody with the MetLife contract would be able to go pretty much to any dentist they wanted to. It just comes down to MetLife has a cap in their contract for different services and whatever you have at the dentist's office. Whereas if you're in network, there's a contract grade, and then that it is what it is, and the dentist can't bill you the difference.
Right.
Now, if you're out of network, then if the dentist bills more than what the insurance company pays, the staff would have to pay that difference.
Okay. At the end of the day, though, annual maximum is
$1,500.
Mm-hmm. It don't matter if my go in there and I spend $1,700, I'm still paying $200 out of my pocket because the maximum either one of them is going to pay is $1,500. If I have $5,000 worth of work done, they're going to pay $1,500 one time.
That is correct.
Per individual.
Well, for the year.
For the year. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I get $1,500 worth of benefits. It doesn't matter where I go. I've been to the dentist a lot, and I know $1,500 doesn't go far.
Doesn't go. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you can spend a lot more than that at the dentist.
And I'm glad you brought that to my attention. I would entertain a motion at this time after further discussion to go with MetLife.
So moved.
Good. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I do have one
yep.
item to add. There was a request from some employees to have additional dental and vision options to buy up to. Your plan is already extremely rich, so there's only a couple of options. So I guess that would be the next question that I propose is to whether or not you want to allow multiple dental and vision plan options or just the plan that's offered today.
Well, does that come at an expense, I guess?